Section, Background. PX4 Autopilot CI runs two families of integration tests against a software-in-the-loop, SIDL, simulator. 1. MAV SDK tests. Communicate with PX4 over MAV link via MAV SDK. 2. ROS integration tests. Communicate with PX4 over DDS via PX4 ROS2 interface lib. Both historically depended on Gazebo Classic as the external physics simulator. PR number 26032 migrated the MAV SDK tests to PX4's built-in SIH, simulator and hardware, simulator, eliminating the Gazebo dependency for those tests. But the ROS integration tests were left untouched, still pulling in Gazebo Classic packages, still building SIDL Gazebo Classic, still running against the Iris airframe. This post documents the migration of those ROS integration tests to SIH, PR number 26836. If you're not familiar with SIH or why it's a better fit for CI than Gazebo, I covered the trade-offs in a previous post. The short version, SIH is PX4's internal physics simulator. No external process, no GPU, instant startup, deterministic sensors. It's ideal for testing flight logic and communication layers where realistic sensor noise isn't the point. Section, what PR number 26032 established, the pattern to follow. Before writing any code, I studied how the MAV SDK migration was done. PR number 26032, by at MyETUGR, at Julianos, at Merpalo, introduced a sysiddle.json config for the MAV SDK tests. No simulator field. SIH doesn't use an external simulator process. Model underscore prefix, sysim underscore, maps to PX4 airframe 10040 underscore, sysim underscore quax. Model, quax instead of iris, SIH is quadrotor model. No vehicle field, removed in the PR number 26032 refactor. The shared test underscore runner.py was also updated to use config.get, simulator, instead of config, simulator, making the simulator field optional. But this change was only applied in MAV SDK test runner.py. ROS test runner.py was left using the old config, simulator, accessor, which would crash with a curr if no simulator was configured. Section, the three files. The migration touched three files. Section, 1, test, / ROS underscore tests, / config.json, the test configuration. Before Gazebo Classic. After SIH. Removed simulator, Gazebo, SIH is internal, no external sim. Changed model underscore prefix from Gazebo Classic underscore to sysim underscore. Changed model from iris to quax. Removed vehicle fields. Follows PR number 26032 pattern. Kept EKF2AGP control as the parameter name. More on this below. Section 2. Test / ROS test runner.py, the test runner. The is underscore everything underscore ready function had a hard dependency on the simulator config key. Also updated the error message for a missing PX4 binary. The old message referenced make PX4 underscore SIDL gazebo, which is Gazebo specific. Section 3. GitHub / workflows / ROS underscore integration underscore tests .yml, the CI pipeline. This is where the biggest savings come from. Three steps removed. Removed, install Gazebo. Removed, build SIDL Gazebo. Updated, test model. The make PX4 SIDL default step stays. It builds PX4 itself, which includes the SIH module. No additional build target needed. Section, the EKF2 parameter name trap. The original plan called for updating the global position interface test environment from EKF2 AGP control to EKF2 AGP0, ID plus EKF2 AGP0 control, based on what appeared to be the newer parameter naming convention. This was wrong. On first test run, PX4 printed. The global position interface test .fuseAll test failed because the EKF2 AUX global position fusion was never enabled. The parameters simply didn't exist. Checking the actual PX4 source, src/modules/ekf2/perms_x_global_position.yaml. The parameter is EKF2 AGP control, Number 0 suffix. No separate underscore ID parameter. The EKF 2 underscore AGP 0 underscore asterisk naming was from a future refactor that hasn't landed yet. The fix was simply keeping the original parameter name. This is the kind of mistake that's invisible in code review. The parameter name looks plausible, the YAML parse is fine, the CI workflow is valid. The only way to catch it is to run the actual tests against PX4. Section, the PX4 ROS2 interface lib compatibility issue. The ROS integration test CI workflow clones PX4 ROS2 interface lib from main. Between when the Matogr/SciCI branch was created and when this PR was opened, the interface library's main branch added support for a new AUX global position message type, PR number 180. This message doesn't exist in the PX4 branch yet. The Colcon build failed trying to compile global underscore position underscore measurement errors for interface.cpp, which hashtag includes the header generated from a message definition that doesn't exist in this PX4 branch's message/directory. This is a variant of the DDS message compatibility problem I documented in the previous post, except this time it's a compile time failure rather than a silent runtime data loss. The fix was pinning the interface library to the last compatible commit. Section, local reproduction in Docker. Here's how to reproduce the full test suite locally. The CI uses px4io/px4dev ROS2 galactic September 8, 2021, a container with ROS2 galactic, Colcon, and px4 build tooling pre-installed. Section, step 1, clone and setup. Section, step 2, start a persistent container. Section, step 3, build everything inside the container. This takes roughly 15 to 20 minutes. The longest steps are Colcon build, for minute for PX4 messages code generation, and make PX4 SITL default, 5 minute. Section, step 4, run the tests. Section, expected results. 14/14 tests pass. Each test starts a fresh PX4 SIH instance, runs the integration test binary via test, and tears down. Total runtime is approximately 3 minutes for all 14 test cases. Compare that to Gazebo Classic, which needed 2 minutes just to install packages plus 3 minutes to build the Gazebo plugin before any tests ran. Section, what stays the same? A few things were intentionally left untouched. Container image, px4io/px4dev ROS2 galactic September 8, 2021 updating to a newer ROS distro is orthogonal to the SIH migration. The current image has ROS2 galactic and all the build tooling needed. Test structure. The ROS-test-runner.py orchestrator, the tester interface ROS class, the microX agent lifecycle management, all unchanged. Only the is_everything_ready, guard, and the error message were modified. Gazebo code paths in ROS-test-runner.py, the ifconfig.get simulator, == gazebo, guard still exists. If someone later creates a gazebo-based ROS test config, the Xerver/client process checks will still work. The migration doesn't delete Gazebo support, it just stops depending on it by default. Section, commit history. The final PR contains 4 commits. 1. ROS_integration_tests. Migrate from Gazebo Classic to SIH. The core migration. config.json, ROS-test-runner.py, CI workflow. 2. ROS_tests. Fix EKF2 AUX global position parameter name. EKF2 AGP0 control, EKF2 AGP control. 3. ROS_integration_tests. Pin PX4 ROS2 interface lib to compatible version. Pin to E0C9D19 to avoid AUX global position build failure. Commits 2 to 3 were discovered by running the tests, not by code review. This is exactly why the previous post's first takeaway matters. You can't validate a PX4 integration change without actually running against a live autopilot. Section, takeaways. 1. SIH eliminates entire CI steps. The Gazebo Classic pipeline needed. Apt install, 2 minute. Gazebo plugin build, 3 minute. And a GPU-capable runner. SIH needs none of that. Make PX4 SITL default already builds the SIH module. Net CI time savings. 5 minutes per run plus cheaper runners. 2. Parameter names are not guessable. EKF2 AGP0 Control looks like a reasonable next-generation name for EKF2 AGP Control, but it doesn't exist. Always grep the source, src://modules/ekf2/params_star.yaml, for the actual parameter definition rather than guessing from convention. 3. Interface library version must match the PX4 message definitions. The PX4 ROS2 interface lib and PX4's message/directory must be in sync. When they drift apart, whether by a single byte at runtime, DDS silent data loss, or by a missing message at compile time, things break. Pin the interface library version or build from the same commit. 4. Config.get versus config bracket matters. A Python dict, missing_key, raises cur, dict the get, missing_key, returns none. When a config field becomes optional, as simulator did when SIH was introduced, every accessor must be updated. The MAV SDK runner was fixed in PR number 26032. The ROS runner was forgotten. Running PX4 ROS2 interface lib integration tests against PX4 SIDL. PX4 Autopilot, a practitioner's guide to troubleshooting, debugging, building, and testing. FiberNAV Sim Project.